KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democratic lawmakers now rallying behind President Biden after a closed-door meeting today. Earlier, President Biden made it clear he is not stepping aside due to his concerns about his debate performance. ABC's Selena Wang says it caps more than a week of public and private talks over the president's ability to win re-election.
Not a single Senate Democrat has come out publicly and said that President Biden should end his campaign. You've had a handful of them in the House that have, but on the Senate side, this is just private concerns so far that have been aired. So far, the floodgates have not opened.
President Biden playing host later today at the NATO summit being held in Washington, D.C. Meetings already underway. The White House says the alliance is focused on giving new support to Ukraine. Flooding continues in Texas after Beryl hit as a Category 1 hurricane yesterday and pushed inland. At least 7 are confirmed dead. Remnants of Beryl now moving up into the Midwest and posing a threat with flooding. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is appealing last week's decision that their efforts fell short. Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled about 190 petition signatures were gathered after the deadline. The group is asking a Dane County judge to issue a ruling. Delegates and other visitors to the Republican National Convention aren't the only ones who'll have to worry about getting around Milwaukee next week. County Executive David Crowley.
There are folks who live within that security perimeter, and they will have extra security parameters to go through when they are going home. And I know that the Secret Service and the law enforcement officials have been in contact with them.
Crowley tells Wisconsin Eye the emergency management and sheriff's departments bear a lot of the responsibility to ensure a smooth-running convention. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's coming in just under 2 weeks, and Dick Napinski, Director of Communications for EAA Air Venture, says people are already starting to show up at Whitman Field.
We've got volunteers coming in now, especially after the 4th of July weekend. Some of the early arrivals start coming in, pull into the campground, get themselves set out, help out for a couple of weeks, and help us get ready to go for opening day on the 22nd.
EAA brought 677,000 people and between 10 and 12,000 planes to Oshkosh last year. 42-year-old Charles Parham, formerly of Kashina, was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison Monday. He's sentenced for drug trafficking heroin on the Menominee Indian Reservation in Kashina and fentanyl on Ho-Chunk tribal land in Shawano County. Parham was also sentenced to 8 years supervised release. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Brewer baseball back home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin a 3-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at AmFam Field. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets. Pittsburgh's big O'Neill Cruz with a 2-run homer had to exit the game later with a hamstring injury. NBA free agency continues, and a lot of questions about how the Bucks plan to shape their roster. Bucks GM John Horst.
It's intentional, right? We've got 6 returning core guys that we know are ready now to compete at a high level and take us where we want to go. We've got 3 returning young vets that contributed last year and should take another jump this year in Marjan, AJ, and Andre. Chris Livingston had a great first year with us. He's working his ass off, and he's going to be ready to contribute also. And now we've got Tyler and AJ pushing there. And we've got 3 spots on our roster right now in free agency as soon as we're done with this press conference that we're going to go and figure out the best balance and how they fit the rest of that group.
That's the Bucks general manager, John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Clouds are increasing today as Tropical Depression Beryl swings to the south of us. Providing nice temperatures, though, flirting with 80 degrees. Chances of a stray shower or storm do swing by this evening and want to sneak back in and return again tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Uline is here for the hard workers. For the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing.
Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and co-host of Matt and Air on Air, Greg Bach, and Abby Novak joins me to discuss Downtown Appleton's Hyde Music Summer Concert Series.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I am live on location in Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square, and too many fumes here from the Ducks so far. And Trigby Olson, senior advisor to join us from our nation's capital. Gentlemen, we are here on the beautiful day here in Wisconsin Dells. A little overcast, but that's fine. Not any rain. It's just kind of keeping the sunburn away. But we got a little bit of a breeze. It's in the upper 70s, low 80s, a little bit of humidity. We've got all kinds of people from across America behind us getting on the Ducks. If you're watching us on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, or at least it was known as Twitter. Also, there's a zip line going on above there as well. It is a good time had by all, as my former teacher Ken Lewis is fond of saying. Gentlemen, welcome to our number two. Welcome to all of you. And again, thank you to Jack Field, our Dells Duck driver here at the Army Ducks. I mean, think about that. You're in college. You're having a good time. How better to spend it, Trigvy, than meeting people from all over America and driving around a duck? I mean, you can't get a better summer job than that.
Awesome summer job. Just the best. Yep, totally. I forgot to ask him if they run unleaded or unleaded or something else.
Oh, I can tell you it's not diesel because I don't. It's not a diesel engine.
I thought it was, but I could be very wrong. I would be shocked if it were leaded, because yeah. I feel like the EPA might have something to say about that.
I've got bad hearing, so maybe I just can't hear the diesel motor or whatever it is. But it's great, and the cool thing is you have kids, you have grandparents, you have anybody in between, and you just sit there and you listen to a great guy like Jack, a great person like Jack, he's going to tell you all about the Dells. They go through, you know, waterways that go around downtown. It's really fun, fantastic, a lot of fun. So I'm anxious to get on a duck here maybe after the show is over. Trigby, tomorrow we are going to be in Chippewa Falls for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Really looking forward to that. And then on Thursday in your old hometown of River Falls for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days. And then on Friday, I'm going to be down in Milwaukee at our booth at the Republican National Convention. And you are going to join us for most of next week at the RNC as well. But first of all, you'll join us tomorrow from Chippewa Falls. I cannot wait.
It will be great, Todd, and I've been thinking about this in terms of listeners. We had such success with the duck boat vote, mostly because my side
voting
won.
To have me here today, yes.
So this is what I was thinking. We should have a little Northern Wisconsin State Fair Olympics between you, me, and Pat. well, we're there. And the options, I've been on the website of the carnival people. Our options are, should the event, can you hear me?
Yeah, there's a mechanical thing going by, so I'm turning off my mic while you talk.
Should the event be A, whack-a-mole, B, lucky duck? That's the one where you pick the duck out of the water. Or the Water Canyon Chase. Which of these three events would you like to see Trigvi, Pat, and Todd square off against each other in? And then I think we should probably, during the show tomorrow, see who people think is going to win whatever event we choose today.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So what carnival event? And really, we should see if we get on one of my colleagues, former political colleagues, who, if you get him in the right mood, will tell you these great stories of having worked in a carnival. But what carnival event should Trigvi, Kreitlow, and Todd participate in tomorrow at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair? Whack-a-mo, B, lucky duck, or C, the water cannon chase? Now, are there horses where is the way you shoot the water and the horses race? Is that the one? Something like that?
Yes. Heather, yeah. I agree with you about skee ball. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that they have skee ball at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. But well, yes, there's no way that Todd and Kreitlow would beat me in skee ball. Of that, I'm certain.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we'll see. we'll see.
Yes. So, but, yeah, the prize should be whoever finished last has to buy bratwurst for the winners and beer at the Chippewa Optimist Club's, their place where they sell bratwurst.
There you go.
Beer.
I'm down for that. Water for my men and beer for my horses. Great song, by the way.
Yeah. Or whoever loses should have to go on the Star Dancer ride. But then we're going to have to rig the game to make sure that it's Kreitlow who loses.
No Star Dancer.
Star Dancer.
Yeah. All right. So you can call in just like we voted to send Todd to Wisconsin Dells today. Tell us, you the listener, the viewer, what you would like Trigvi, Kreitlow, and Todd to do in their Northern Carnival Olympics tomorrow. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Should we be playing A, whack-a-mo, B, lucky duck, where you pick the duck up, you know, from the little water thing, C, water cannon chase? So A, whack-a-mo, B, lucky duck, C, water cannon chase. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us Civic Media app. Simply download it at your Apple or Android device today. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The app. Give us a text or a call. What game should Trigvi, Kreitlow, and Todd play at the carnival for a contest, with the loser buying beer and brats all going to the local Optimist Club? A, whack-a-mo, B, lucky duck, C, water cannon chase. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is another brilliant idea. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a question for you. If our special guest... Yeah. Is on? Would that be live, or would it be via?
We're gonna try live.
Oh, well, then we have to ask our special guest to play in the Olympics.
Oh, well, I don't mean like in person. I'm like he would join us live on a stream here. Unless he's in town, sure. I just don't know what our special potential guest schedule is, but sure, I'd be down for that. Off the text log. Troy from Mount Horeb earlier saying that he has a CDL about that, so he could drive a duck, according to Jack, our duck driver we talked to earlier. That's fantastic. Well, there you go, Troy. Come on over and drive a duck for the summer. I'm sure they'd love to have you.
He can drive us around. I mean, it would be like Paul Ryan driving the Wienermobile, the Civic Media duck. He could drive it around.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Also, Susan off the text line on WMDX says the water case, there's a vote for water cannon. Now another vote for water cannon from Matt.
And a third vote for water cannon.
Susan, the third vote. And this coming from our boss, apparently, listening via AUK. Saves in for the water cannon, Chase Drinkby. So that may trump everything else.
Andrew in Maine was, might end up with the three guys. Yes! Uh-huh. There's a pretty good chance
Whack-a-mo
that Pat would
might
whack
end
me.
Up being the three guys whacking each other. Yeah, that's true, right? We'd just be a battle, like a battle of the network stars. Remember that on ABC?
Oh, yeah.
That was always a great show. Well, give us a call. What game, a carnival game at the Wisconsin Northern State Fair, should Trigvi, Pat Kreitlow, and Todd play against each other, with the loser buying brats and beer, proceeds going to the local Optimist Club? A, Whack-a-Mo. B, Lucky Duck. C, Water Cannon Chase. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app.
And from your sister on Facebook, I mean, we have another vote for the water cannon.
And she brought up over the break, Trigvi, about skee ball, which is a great game, but they don't have it.
Yeah, they apparently don't. You know what game I really liked is the one with the ping pong balls and the goldfish in the.
Yes. Did you ever win and take a goldfish home? And your parents were like, what the heck?
I won a giant stuffed animal once at Busch Gardens when I was about six. It was just the luckiest shot ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know the other game that I really like that they have, particularly at carnivals in Europe, is the crane game. They have them in bars all across Wisconsin too, where you navigate the crane and you try and pick the thing up.
That's the best game ever. The clutch thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are fantastic.
You know, they're
here's
totally
a vote
rigged
off of the text line. Right. Well, I think most of them are, but Tyler from Columbia County listening in, a vote for A, Whack-a-Mo. And here's another person listening on WMDX, Whack-a-Mo as well. So Whack-a-Mo making a late surge here, or a mid-level surge.
Well, given that Sage voted for water cannon, we might have to do both. Right. I think Sage is probably betting that one of us turns the water cannon on each other.
I wonder if they rotate that far.
Exactly. I'm not sure.
What?
Or maybe Pryton will just push me in front of a water cannon. He's saying they don't rotate so far enough where we can see
them. They don't.
Now this right here. This is a fantastic idea from Tyler in Columbia County listening on WMDX. I think they should have a log rolling competition. Now, so when we go to Hayward, For the big lumberjack festival. Have you ever rolled a trigger?
No. Sean Duffy, was a champion log roller. You remember that guy?
Sean Duffy, yes.
He was.
Former congressman and reality TV star Sean Duffy. But no, because
I would love to try. I would try log rolling.
I'd try it.
Yeah, me too.
If I could just stand on it, there'd probably be an accomplishment. We'll come back, have more here, and talk more about Wisconsin Dells and the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water. We are live on the nation here in Wisconsin Dells. It's the Todd Allball Show for Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a tip I got from Professor Harold Pollack and Helene Olin, who wrote a practical and easy-to-read financial advice book called The Index Card. I really like this book. This isn't one of the book's big lessons. This is just a quick trick that helped Harold go through his monthly expenses and cut back his spending. Here it is. Look at your bank and credit card statements like somebody stole your card. Somebody else is spending your money. I mean, you can understand why this person needs food and gas, but why are they blowing $15 a month of your money on a mobile hotspot that you're pretty sure they never ever use? Is there anything like that you can cancel or cut back on? Boom! That wild spending, card thief version of you just helped you slim down your spending. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
He's the first to leave. Drinking Ovaltine since he was 14. He's self-aware. He gave the first TED talk. Can't remember the name. Treat you all the same.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, live from Wisconsin Dells on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water. We thank Jason Field for his hospitality and letting us set up. If you're watching on the old stream on Facebook, what used to be Twitter, now X, and also on the YouTube channel, remember to subscribe, if you'd be so kind, on YouTube or Facebook. We appreciate that. You can see the World War II ducks being loaded up here. I've got Ike right by me. And, of course, our great driver, Jack Field, was telling us earlier that each of these are named. We got Ike right here. I assume that's after the great general and president, Dwight David Eisenhower. And also, speaking of great Trigvy, you really should have gotten that plane. Because we just had a listener. This is why I love this job. One of the many reasons I love this job, it's our listeners. And here, one of the local guys here who listens to us on Civic Media, I'm assuming the app or maybe WRCE on Richland Center, he said, I heard you and Trigvy were going to be here. And so he stopped by and brought us these gifts locally from the cow pie store just down the road here on Highway 12 between here and Baraboo. Trigvy, I've got cow pies. Here's a peanut. These are candy. Cow pie candy factory here. A peanut butter one, a couple of peanut butters. This one's called Under Fingers. Little chocolate sticks. Here's a milk chocolate cow pie. And a couple, and Trigvy, this, I mean, and look at this. One more thing, I'll let you talk. Look at this. He put this on ice. This is from the cow pie store. These are cow pie shots, Trigvy.
Save that for tomorrow. I'm going to drink it before we do the water cannon or the whack-a-mole.
Look. He said you haven't drank since yesterday, so I brought you this. And this is fantastic. He put this on ice, and he, yeah, what the hell? We might as well have one, right? Let's see what this is about. Here's to you. Here's to our great listeners. Cheers. Here we go.
I bet it's just
God
like
is now doing the shot that, for those. Oh,
that's tasty. That's I bet it's just like really mudslide. Tasty. And, oh my gosh!
You know what it is, Todd? It's Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin. Right? Right, you go right on vacation. Your neighbor greets you at your porch with a six pack of beer and a pizza, and that's says, right. "Welcome home, friend."
Exactly, and I don't want to go too far down the road on this because we're having a good time today. We're going to talk more politics tomorrow. I said my feelings and thoughts on the former governor, our friend Tommy Thompson, and I'm disappointed that he's decided to go full throated on Trump. And that's the story, and we'll get down this other day, and you can speak for yourself, Trigvy. But for my money, I think it's important, and I think it's okay to differentiate who a person used to be, at least for 4 years as governor, 4 terms as governor, and did a lot of good and set an example of how to be bipartisan, how to get along and cheerlead for the state. I mean, we're not very far away from Elroy. We are in the heart of Tommy Thompson District here, yeah, in the middle part of the state. And what Russ just did for us is exactly what you're saying, what Tommy always used to talk about. And we can talk tomorrow about where he's at now. And like I say, I'm disappointed in that. But I also think if you could pick out a guy Feingold on the Democratic side, who, you know, he won that first campaign for U.S. Senate by saying, I know Wisconsin like the back of my hand. And he toured around the state. Normally, Wisconsinians who understand what it is to be Wisconsin are usually the ones, Trigby, that come out on top.
Well, it's why people like Tammy Baldwin, why she's sitting at 51% in the latest poll in Wisconsin, right? Like, Tammy Baldwin's been touring around the state, stopping at bars, talking to people, going and seeing the Chamber of Commerce people. You know, it's not a red or blue thing. It's travel around the state, connect with the people, be a cheerleader for the state, and offer common sense. And we need more common sense. And we need more people like Russ bringing us shots tomorrow to Chippewa Falls. And that probably was a mistake, because now we're going to probably have a lot of people bringing us shots in Chippewa Falls. But
but what you just said, I mean, you're 100% right. That is what Russ just did out of the kindness of his heart. That is Wisconsin through and through. If people ask me, Wisconsin, what's there? What's the best part about Wisconsin? And usually I say two things. A, the geography and the diversity of geography, and B, the people and how we just support each other. And you've talked about it before, having recently lost your mom and people bringing the casseroles. When push comes to shove in this state, we take care of one another. We take care of our communities. We take care of our friends and neighbors. And we just do things because we want to support each other. And that's what Russ just did. I want to thank him very much for that.
Yeah, I say it all the time, Todd. We don't wear red or blue. We wear green and gold.
Yeah, no, we really do. It's a great part of what makes Wisconsin great. And again, thanks to Russ, we can talk a minute here. Got about 2 minutes left. These local businesses, and I think that if you're from Wisconsin, whether you're at Door County or whether you're in Milwaukee or whether you're up in the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, everybody's seen the cow pie, this candy, and it comes from Baraboo Candy, just halfway between the Dells and Baraboo here on Highway 12. This is all locally made candy, and people buy this all over. It's another great local business.
Totally. You know, and those businesses are the engine of our state. And the people who run those businesses go to places, our public schools, and they go to places like the University of Wisconsin-Platteville or the University of Wisconsin-River Falls or Stevens Point or Madison or wherever.
Or right? Marion College,
or our
like Jackie.
Our private schools, right? Those are the things that are the foundation of what makes Wisconsin great. They're the engine of what makes Wisconsin great. And it's like, you know, the conversation with Julianne yesterday at Bailey's Run, right? The owner, go big or go home. So I'm going to start growing wine, right? That and, you know, supported by the community. We're going to see that in my hometown of River Falls. We're going to see it at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. The state, and quite frankly, I would say the nation, are hungry for people who are cheerleading and leading.
Right. No, I couldn't agree more. And you and I talked about this before we went on this morning, that as we're calling around asking people, hey, here's what we want to do. And when we describe that, what we're doing is we're going around talking about what makes Wisconsin great, being positive, that's news now. They're like, oh my gosh, we're excited. It's like just being positive and talking about positive things is news these days.
Yeah, and that's sad, really. I mean, it's sad. And, you know, it's sad to me that the people who crave the mantle of leadership aren't doing more to reinforce it. But we're doing our little part.
And that goes for both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we're trying to do our part in saying, hey, there's a lot of things. What really makes the state great, what makes America great, it's not our politicians. It's the people who are running a business, taking people on duck boats. Yeah. It's the person who's, you know, it's Jack who's serving the people on the duck boats, right?
It's Russ bringing drinks. Bringing us this great cow pie shots here. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for news, weather, and sports, and agricultural update. We're on the air live from Wisconsin Dells, the original World War II Dells Army Ducks on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is appealing last week's decision that their efforts fell short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled about 190 petition signatures were gathered after the deadline. The group is asking a Dane County judge to issue a ruling. Pro-democracy advocates say they're pleased with Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling making ballot drop boxes legal again. They say it sends a clear message to the entire country.
Especially after the year we've had with bringing new maps after living under the extreme partisan gerrymander that we've lived under for over a decade. It's a message of hope.
Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Travelers expecting to use the SS Badger ferry between Manitowoc and Ludington in Michigan had to make alternate travel arrangements following an electrical issue that caused the car ferry to be moored for a few days while engineers and electricians made the repairs. The issue docked the steamship upon its arrival in Ludington Saturday evening. Spokesperson Tom Hawley says the Badger will resume its full sailing schedule today. The Green Bay Area Public School District is asking taxpayers to pass a $183 million referendum in November. The district is asking for $33 million to address safety and security of schools and to renovate several bathrooms to ADA compliance. And then the remaining $150 million would be used to update schools taking on more students after closing six elementaries. The district will present the plan to the public and receive input at 12:15 and 6 p.m. today at Neville Public Museum. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Top Gun Maverick, you might like Brad Pitt's new film, F1. Pitt plays racer Sonny Hayes, a former Formula One driver who returns to the sport and mentors a rookie teammate. The film crew rolled cameras at actual Formula One events to add an element of authenticity. The teaser just dropped for the film that is being helmed by Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski and is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer for Apple TV. F1 is scheduled to open in theaters in June of 2025. Kris Kardashian never misses a chance to discuss intimate medical information in exchange for ratings. The 68-year-old says she struggled with when to tell her family about some health issues she's been dealing with. What better way to use her pseudo-reality show platform to inform, through tears, not only her family, but anyone watching that she has a cyst on her ovary? Will the Kardashians finally practice humility, or will the surgery be broadcast for all to see? Stay tuned. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Clouds are increasing today as Tropical Depression Beryl swings to the south of us, providing nice temperatures, though, flirting with 80 degrees. Chances of a stray shower or storm do swing by this evening and want to sneak back in and return again tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates. We'll review the Sean Hannity interview with Donald Trump. I'm sure he's asking crushing questions like, will you leave the race, sir?
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Truth, wherever it may lead, meet and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water. We thank host today so very much. He is Jason Field, the owner of this great establishment here. And the is Trigby okay? Do we need to call?
It looks like this microphone.
I'm fine, and my camera just went down. I'm not even the one drinking the shots.
Right? Exactly. Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us from his home in the beautiful Washington, D.C., where his dog or something is having wreaking havoc there with the camera.
No,
All right. Well, he's catching a flight on United, if he can find one where the wheels stay on the plane, and he'll be here flying into Wisconsin tomorrow. He'll join us from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair at Chippewa Falls, and then on Thursday, be in River Falls in Trigby's hometown, 50th anniversary of River Falls Days. And on Friday, we'll originate the show from Milwaukee, from Panther Arena, one of the two arenas for the Republican National Convention. Trigby will be in Wisconsin with us as well. The following week, or for next week, I should say, I will be, I'll be there on Friday with a live show. We'll see whether Trigby joins us on the golf course there at River Falls on Friday or what happens. But we've got a full slate of shows as we continue our Todd and Trigby What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. Mr. Zommer is back at the World Headquarters down there high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. So Trigby came up with this great question for our listeners. Yesterday, we asked you where we should originate the show today, and you sent me, the listeners and viewers, here to the Dells, to the Ducks, and again, thanks to Jason Field, the owner of the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water, for being so gracious on short notice to give us this ability to be here today. But tomorrow, as we said, we're going to be at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And Trigby has suggested that me and our friend and colleague Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every from 6 to 8, participate in a carnival game Olympics. And that the loser of whatever event that you tell us to do has to buy the rest of us beer and brats, with the proceeds going to the local Optimist Club, a great cause. So your choices are A, that we should play Whack-A-Mole, the game where you take the whatever and you hit the things that come up, Whack-A-Mole. B, Lucky Duck, which is basically a game of chance because these plastic rubber ducks are floating around and you just choose one. And C, water cannon chase, where you shoot a water cannon into a hole or a target, and then your horse races based on how much water you're able to hit the target. So A, Whack-A-Mole, C, Lucky Duck, or pardon me, A, Whack-A-Mole, B, Lucky Duck, C, water cannon chase. 855-252-4842, 855-752 4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download the Civic Media app at your favorite Apple or Android device. It's free and takes less than a minute to do so. And not only can you participate in this little fun activity, but you can hear all the great Civic Media programming. You can hear Badger Sports this fall across Civic Media, all of your local high school sports across the network as well. So it's not just for us. It does you a lot of good as well. Off the speaking of the old text line there, we had a vote from Paul in Madison, listening on WMDX, for A, Whack-A-Mole. Andrew in Maine, Lucky Duck, keep the theme going. I'll see you. You had ducks today, maybe Lucky Duck tomorrow. I like that. Mm-hmm. He calls it Unsolicited Duck Games. So there you go, Andrew in Maine. Also, a couple of votes off the Facebook there for the Water Cannon Chase as well. And Whack-A-Mole. So it's a tight race right now, Trigby. We'll see at the end of the show here. Here's a vote coming
it's
in.
Wisconsin,
a brand new
Todd,
listener.
Of course it's close.
Exactly. All the elections.
I want a recount, Todd.
Only if it's within three votes. Then we'll get an automatic recount. A brand new listener on WAUK down in Waukesha voting for Lucky Duck. So there you go. Thank you for a brand new listener down there in Waukesha.
Hey, Todd. Fantastic. I was thinking about this. We're going to have to videotape on the iPhone device and put it out on the Twitter machine and social media so that people can see the actual event. I was just thinking of that.
Yeah, well, my lovely and talented sister, Heather, is going to serve as our production assistant and on-site engineer for tomorrow's show. So she is going to be there. So I'm sure that she will be more than happy to be our camera person for that event. Yeah. And also my 16-year-old niece is going to be there, who, like your daughter, they're very proficient with this kind of stuff. Isabel on the camera as well.
Yeah. Well, you know that she can edit it, so you win.
There you go. Give us a call. What do you think the trivia Pat and I should do? A, Whack-A-Mo, B, Lucky Duck, C, Water Cannon Chase. What game should we play? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you want to give us a call, and you can also vote on the Civic Media app. Trevi, let's talk a little bit more about our host here today, the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Land and Water. And you might not expect when you come here is the history that you're going to learn here, the opportunity to go in and have some fun. But they have a great play set up in the main building here. They have concessions. You can buy everything from pizza to sells to this Gatorade here, to water, to slushies, and everything else, popcorn that's made locally. But they have a section of their visitor center that's set up, and it shows, or at least it is representing actual items that were in World War II concentration camps. And it's kind of a display to remind people of the atrocities of World War II and what our soldiers went through during that time. And they have all these items, from a Bible to a necklace to gold fillings to glasses. And they make the point that it, you know, during World War II, that not just the Jewish folks who were in those concentration camps, but also many of the prisoners of war had everything taken from them by the Nazis, including the fillings in their teeth. And I think, you know, day, that's a really good reminder that evil was real, evil is real, and democracy is truly never free.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's like I was saying earlier, Todd, I sit there and look at those duck boats and I think about the pictures I saw in Normandy of people who were storming off those kinds of boats, you know, like best of America. And I think it's awesome that they do that. You know, that it isn't just, hey, we're down in the Dells, we're going to go on the duck boats, we're going to go on the tour, but that they also get to the history of it and remind people of the sacrifice that people have to make sometimes if they want to live in a democracy.
If you'd like to call in, talk a little bit about the history of World War II, the duck boats, or just kind of some of the history of World War II here is commemorated at our host today. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 5575-CIVIC. CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You know, another one of the great people, one of our sponsors here at Civic Media, Trigby, that we did a live show from earlier in the year, Kopke's Greenhouse down in Oregon, Wisconsin, just south of Madison. And they have this on Memorial Day weekend big auction for these beautiful planters they put together. And they auction these things off and raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it all gets given, the proceeds, to all these planters and the brats and the beer and everything else for the weekend. It all comes down, and they give it to the honor flight, to the World War II honor flights, and it's a great cause.
That is awesome. Totally awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Trigby, we have another duck driver joining us here at the desk. This is fantastic. It's exactly what we want. Another fine young man. Welcome to the show. Give us your first name, please.
My name is Tige.
Tighe, very good. Fantastic. Tighe, welcome to the show. And I take it you are another great driver for the Ducks here.
Yeah, sure. You can say that. Yeah.
So who's a better driver, you or Jack, who was on earlier?
Well, Jack is my cousin, so I'm going to have to say I'm the better driver for sure.
So is your dad Jason then?
No, or, that's my cousin.
That's right. All right, very cousin. All right, very good. And this is great because, like so many great Wisconsin businesses, this is obviously a family affair.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have they offered me the job when I was probably 17, but I wasn't duck driving during that time. I was the duck loader.
The duck loader.
Yeah, so
all right, very good.
You're like in a different uniform, and they help people get on the duck safely and then count the tickets, scan them all. So that was my job for starting out, but I really wanted to be a duck driver, and I was going to be until COVID hit.
Right.
So then I took a year off, but then I came back, and that was when I first started. So that was about 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's the total number of years you've been driving then?
Well, so this is my fourth summer. My third, now that I'm thinking about it.
COVID messes everybody up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, it does. I think that was just a couple of years ago, and they get put. Well, it was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that was that was a summer.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right. Did you guys, because it's outside, were you able to keep doing driving during that time?
Yeah, for sure. Also, the Dells is kind of an area where, you know, it's kind of run by small businesses or, like, you know, local business owners. So they try to get as much business as they can, even during a time where there's not as much business going around. But even during 2020, when COVID was happening, the Dells was popping off.
Yeah.
And this area was popping. We were still getting business within this area.
Wow. Yeah. That's great because, again, you're outside. So whether people, however they're feeling for COVID, you're outside. It's a lot safer to be doing stuff outside.
Exactly.
And you're driving. So, I mean, there's a breeze, obviously, all that kind of. Well, I assume you got into it because it's a family affair. Did you learn kind of like Jason, just kind of do the practicing here on the grounds? Or how did you learn how to drive one of these things?
Well, yeah, first you need a CDL. I'm pretty sure Jack talked about that at some point. And so we got all that. And then we have our trainers here that have been here since either the early 2000s or they've been here since the 90s.
Wow.
So, yeah, they know what they're doing and they know exactly how to train you. And my person who trained me the most was this guy named Kenny who drives jet boat now.
Really?
Yeah. So we have the Wild Thing jet boat over here too. Yeah. And that's a lot of fun too. But Kenny trained me. There's a whole training process. You can get through it within either 3 weeks to a month. That's if you really want the job. Or if you're a couple of guys like last year, there was two guys that came here during May and didn't get their license until August.
Oh, really? So, they took the easy route.
Well, I wouldn't really say the easy route, but
the slow.
It was a slow boat for sure. Not as slow as these guys, though. Yeah.
Well, this is great. We're talking to Tighe, right? Tighe, and one of the drivers here at World War II, Dell's Army Ducks. What's your boat's name, by the way?
Mine is Huck Finn.
Huck Finn.
Yep.
Great name in Wisconsin or national literature, of course. Do you get to name your own boat or they name for you?
No, they name it for you. They it's most named back from since the 70s Ducks originally. So mine has been around for that long here in this company. But then they go for like also a military or like an American theme. So like of course Huck Finn. There's also Tom Sawyer in the barn.
Nice.
And then there's also this like Miss America. So they all have the mechanic and people of the company, they get together and they name the ducks any new ones that might be around.
We're going to go to a break here. We'll just go through the break and we'll catch you on the other side. But we've also talked a little bit about the display inside, the history of World War II. I think that's really important. And you talked to that story about your guests on the boat.
Yes. Some people, when they're first starting out driving, they don't really it takes a couple of years to really grasp all of the information about the ducks and the history of like what happened in World War II up until, even now.
Right.
So,
we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. We got Tighe here, one of our great drivers here at the World War II Dells Army Ducks, Land to Water, Wisconsin Dells. Don't go anywhere. Up. Find out what game we're playing tomorrow. Stay tuned. It's the All Ball Show live from the Dells on the Pacific Media Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live from Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Duck Land and Water on the Civic Media Radio Network. Joining us via StreamYard from our nation's capital, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, our co-host for the week, Trigvi Olson, who will be here in Wisconsin tomorrow at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. And here at table, live in the Dells, we have another one of these fine duck drivers, Tig. We the show, Tig. So tell us what your vote is. We got Trigvi, who you can't see, but he's on the camera there in D.C. We've got our colleague Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio in Chippewa Falls, and myself. We're going to have an internal competition tomorrow, and the losers and whoever is around the stand brought some beer with all the proceeds going to the local good cause. Yeah. But should we do A, whack-a-mo, B, the lucky game of chance, or C, water cannon chase?
You know, I'm going to go with C, cannon chase. You know, it's like you are trying to hit that target, but also there's some, like, more
right.
Chance. So, yeah, definitely, you know, I think that's the one you should pick.
All right. Well, Tig says water cannon chase. A little bit more time. If you want to give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, if you've always wanted to ask a duck driver a question, here's your chance. Call in. Tig, I'm sure, can take care of your question. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. Here, we got another vote in for Lucky Duck from AUK, another duck from WMDX in Madison, Whack-a-mo, also Tyler from Columbia County WMDX. All right, here's a question for you, Tig. One of our list viewers says, quote, do you prefer driving on the upper Dells or lower Dells?
Well, I'm going to say lower Dells because mainly our tours are lower Dells. We don't have tours on the upper Dells, really. We have gotten that question before. If we go on the upper Dells, the water is just too rushing in order for us to really navigate through there. Our ducks only go 5 miles an hour in the water. So, you know, navigating through the more narrow there and the water would be a conflict.
Yeah. All right, well, very good. There's a legit question. We appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you
very much, Tyler. We appreciate that. Any other things we talked about that you think people around Wisconsin have a misconception or things that you think they should know about driving ducks or about the Dells Army Ducks in general?
I think a common misconception that happens here in the Dells is that people will, you know, there's two duck companies here in the Dells area.
Yes.
And people will think that we're the knockoff ones,
right,
or something
right.
Or there's always some conflict. But the original thing of that is that it was originally made, both companies were made by the same owner. So we had the person who started the original Wisconsin Ducks. They were guy named Melvin Flath, which we talk about on the tour, and he started it up back 1946. So he started, And then about 10 years, he sold it, and he, you know, he was an entrepreneur. He wanted to do different things. And so he sold it. And then he had a daughter by the name of Susie. She wanted her own duck company. So they together started this company up here, and that's this one's been around since the 70s.
Now, see, right there, Trigby. I mean, you just dropped some history, Wisconsin history on it, something that I didn't know.
Yep.
And again, Trigby and I talk about this is entrepreneurship, right, Trigby?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's one of the things that makes Wisconsin awesome, right, Todd? But I have a question. What do the duck boats run on? Gas? Diesel? Yep. Diesel?
It is gas.
Gas? Leaded or unleaded?
Yes. I don't know the answer to that question, though. I would say maybe unleaded.
I would think, yeah.
So do you ever drive them over to Quick Trip and fill them up?
Oh, I wish. We've got, in our own very own area here, we are not allowed to take outside of our certain route.
Oh, really?
Last time they tried doing that was probably in the 90s, and someone got in trouble for that. So, whole story about I get into that.
Right. On the air. Yeah, I got it.
It'd be a pretty good pickup line, though, at a bar.
Like,
can I give you a ride home in my duck boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. Or, yeah. I always tell people I'm their Uber whenever I'm on tour. I'm like, I can be your Uber too. We can go and get drive through. We can go to the bar, you know, maybe get something to drink, let loose. We're in Wisconsin. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I always love having fun and interacting with my tour. It's like, you know, there's always that tour guide voice or that guide act. I just try to be myself and really connect with people because, you know, what people can connect with most is another person. So that's kind of how I look at it.
Well, you represent the best of Wisconsin, Tig, and you got a great attitude. And I mean, heck, I mean, I'd take the tour. I mean, that'd be
let's great. Go right now.
Well, let's go. I'm almost off the air. What size shirt do you wear, Tig?
I am an XL.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we can't play favorites because we gave one of these to Jake or Jack earlier. So there you go. There's your beer, cheese, ball, radio, civic media T-shirt.
Oh, so my favorite hobbies.
Oh, really? Ours too, as it turns out.
Excellent.
Ours too, and that's why we're taking these on the road. You've been fantastic. I appreciate so much. And like I said, Jack's giving us the eye over there because it's like, you know, by making a deal with you on the duck calls. Okay,
it usually gives me the stink eye. Too, so.
Well, you guys are great. I appreciate the entire Field family because, you know, look, we don't want to start duck wars, but we reached out to both companies and only one was very kind and said yes, and this was the one. So right there.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So we really, really appreciate you. Folks, if you're in the area, if you're on a nation trip this summer, come to the Dells, stop by the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, land into water. You can't miss it. It's on the strip, as they say. There's a great big helicopter here. There's a Sasquatch statue, and it's the Dells Ducks in the camouflage with the American flags on them. It's great family fun. You can do zip lining and make a day of it, right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, Zommers, what's the word? What game are we playing tomorrow at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
In third place with 2 votes is B, Lucky Duck. In second place with 5 votes is A, Whack-A-Mole. And in first place, C, Water Cannon Chase with 7 votes.
You made the difference, Ty. Yeah. Play a water cannon tomorrow, Trigby.
Yeah, I know. Those votes for duck chase ended up costing me the election.
Thank you to Jason Field, the owner, Jack Field, one of the drivers, and Tig. Is your last name Field too?
Yes.
Tig, the whole Field family is fantastic. Stop by the original Army Ducks here in the Dells. We'll see you from Chippewa Falls at the State Fair tomorrow with Kreitlow, to Zommers, to Trigby, and all you for listening. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Joe Biden's top 100 rolls into days 25 and 26. We're talking infrastructure and transportation. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support,
WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.